The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Dan Prof Show. Close the hour with a couple of COVID stories. One is sort of the classic, what's become a classic category of COVID stories. Not so much hypocrisy, even when politicians are saying one thing and doing another. But the stories, including those stories of a politician's hypocrisy, that indicate what they really believe to be true, in contrast to the fear-mongering they do regarding the virus. This comes to us from Cathay Pacific Airways. Exempting wealthy passengers from wearing masks. The Hong Kong-based airliner created a waiver on wearing a mask for first-class and business-class travelers who are reclined in their seats. The new policy, however, does not apply for economy seating. They must keep their masks on at all times. This is the tale of when being a dutiful corporate super spreader of the state's agitprop runs right into your bottom line and something has to give. Well, in this case, apparently it's the state's agitprop or being a dutiful super spreader of it. And so, you know, COVID doesn't go into first class or business class when you're reclined. But back in economy, you know, you got to protect against COVID, right? I mean, so many examples of these sorts of stories. And that's what I think the real takeaway should be when you see Gavin Newsom at French Laundry or Bill de Blasio at the health club or Lori Lightfoot getting her hair cut. Yes, the I can do what you can't do, that's part of it. But the big part of it is what I really think about the line of bull jive that I'm feeding you. Do I really believe it? Or is it just a way for me to aggrandize myself at the expense of your personal freedoms, household income, child's education, you know, pick all of the above. And these studies that are always coming out, too, about how you can change your life to be more COVID resistant and so on and so forth. Wearing glasses makes you up to three times less likely to catch COVID. This is a study out of India. People touch their faces 23 times an hour and their eyes three or four times an hour on average, according to these Indian researchers. And touching one's nose and mouth significantly reduced when wearing a face mask properly, but wearing a face mask does not protect the eyes. Yeah. The risk of COVID-19 was 2 to 3 times less in the spectacles-wearing population than the population not using spectacles. And this is the profound conclusion. That might be due to touching, to less touching and rubbing of eyes while wearing spectacles. It might be due. But hey, this is how we're going to force everybody to wear glasses while we're at it. The second mask, hey, if it makes you feel comfortable, wear a second mask. Then it becomes a guideline. Glasses, you know, if you maybe put your glasses on instead of your contacts, or maybe you don't need glasses, but wear glasses anyway. Goggles would be better, but, you know, if it makes you feel safer, if it makes you feel like you're a bit more insulated, then go ahead and wear the glasses. That'll be a mandate in about the next 2 weeks. This is Dan Prof.
This is the Dan Prof Show.